recover. Shot clock winding down. Curry's going to have to put it up. Launches it up. Shot clock. Oh, he knocks it down. Steph Curry with the shot clock expiring. Going up on 3.5 remaining as Golden State. Curry way outside. Another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game. A brilliant display of shooting for Golden State and LeBron James. And the Cavs fall short.
I'm sitting here in my living room wondering what I could possibly have to say to do a podcast about to preview Game 3. Don't want to have a guest. I know I'm going to try to have Ryan DiPerna back on, but I don't really have a lot to say because in the last few days since Game 2 happened, the Cavs announced that their big move for Game 3 was to dust off Rodney Hood, the guy with the worst plus-minus out of any player in the playoffs, to make a difference against the best team in NBA history in the finals. I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I think these are the last two games of the season, and I think we should probably just enjoy them for what they are. I don't see how this series even makes it back to Oakland, and I'd love to be wrong. But I'm pretty sure what we're seeing now is a team with the way it's gone so far, and I'm not trying to disparage George Hill, but there was probably three players that had a pulse last game. And it's one thing to say, oh, you know, that's still good enough to get them by. They can compete. The Cavs aren't a good defensive team, and they're not playing good offense because the Warriors are so good at defense, and Andre Iguodala might be coming back. Now, apparently in the first two games, you can count on LeBron scoring a ton and almost having a triple-double. Kevin Love putting up 22 and 12 and hoping somebody else appears. George Hill had a great game last game, and it didn't matter. They kept switching Kevin Durant onto him. He got in foul trouble. As soon as he left the game in the third quarter, the entire complexion of it completely changed, and the Cavs went from being close and hanging in to falling apart. I'm not even going to talk about the officiating. Despite the fact that at a major turning point of the game, LeBron gets a no call for a foul, even though Steph Curry undercuts him in a kind of play that would start a fight in playgrounds across America, a fist fight, mind you, and Ty Lue gets a technical for that. I don't know what to say. I don't think there's a lot of optimism or things to point at that could change the series, but it's not over yet, and I'll be watching. And hopefully the Cavs can pull one game off, so I can do a live podcast next week, because at this point, that's pretty much all I'm hoping for. And I haven't even really announced it on the show because I'm not entirely confident it'll happen. But on Monday, if there is a Game 5, I will be in the basement of the Water Street Tavern in Kent, Ohio, doing a live commentary podcast. They've been a lot of fun the last 2 years, and hopefully we can do one this year. Now with some more thoughts, Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
Behind enemy lines with Stan the Man in the Bay Area.
The whistles go whoo!
Yo, what's up? Chris Clem and the Cavs Cast listeners of the C4 Pod. It's Stan the Man out here in the Bay Area. Been a rough one. That game one scarred me. I'm never going to forget that game one as long as I live. Horrific missed calls, blatant NBA rigging, and I've never really been the person who says, oh, it's rigged and there's a conspiracy, but game one changed me. I'm 37 years old, I saw the drive with my dad as a kid, I saw the fumble, I saw MJ's shot, and I've seen the rain delay versus the Cubs, I saw the 90s Indians, and those were losses that players screwed up. I've never seen a game where the refs pretty much told us, we are going to take this from you and there's nothing you can do. So bouncing back mentally for game two was hard. And the loss game two really actually didn't bug me as much as it did a lot of my other friends that weren't hit as hard as game one. But now game two, they're feeling like I was. But another day of rest, a couple busy days at work, a little hiking in out here in California sunshine, trying to tune out.
Thank you, Stan. I'm trying to warm up and have hope for the fact that the Cavs could win in Game 3, but I'm not really seeing it. Kaz, prove me wrong. I just want this series to last as long as possible so I can keep enjoying my favorite team play basketball. I'm never going to be upset about them being in the finals, and I'm just going to try to enjoy it the best I can. Game 1 was a crusher. Game 2 was expected. Game 3, it's time for the unexpected. Go Cavs, and I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
I don't know if I'm edited that part out or not.
Tim Victor behind the bar.
Tip the bartender, Victor. Give it up for yourselves. Thank you, everybody. Go Cavs. They're still the champions. They always won last year. Nobody can take that away until a time machine's invented. And I will always be happier being a Cavs fan than being a Golden State Warriors fan. Because when I turn on NBA Jam and I play as a Cavs, it's Mark Price and Brad Doherty, not Mitch Richmond and Roni Cycling.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.